Welcome to Power Play on Comey Day. That would be former FBI Director James Comey, who was on the stand today, testifying about his private conversations with Donald Trump concerning Russian connections to the administration. Coming up, we will have the latest from Washington, D.C., and wind up the show with analysis from CNN anchor and chief Washington correspondent Jake Tapper. Also ahead, the military got promises of equipment to become a hard power, but there are questions about the funding. We will ask the chief of defense staff if there's light at the end of another decade of darkness. And far from the bright lights on Comey, eight premiers are blitzing Washington, D.C. to keep those trade routes open running north and south. We will talk to one of them. But first, it riveted Washington and had millions around the world glued to their TV sets as fired FBI Director James Comey got his man in a manner of speaking. In this case, it's the current president of the United States. Here's a taste of Comey's testimony on what Trump told him about the Russian connection and that demand for loyalty to the chief.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth?
The administration then chose to defame me and, more importantly, the FBI, by saying that the organization was in disarray, that it was poorly led, that the workforce had lost confidence in its leader. Those were lies, plain and simple. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. I don't think it's for me to say whether the conversation I had with the president was an effort to obstruct. I took it as a very disturbing thing, very concerning, but that's a conclusion I'm sure the special counsel will work towards.
All right, CTV Washington Bureau Chief Joy Melvin was watching along with most of the political world today, and she joins us from D.C., which for today only, Joy, stands for Discuss Comey. Let's list some more of the highlights. What sort of three things he said made you sort of sit up and take notice today?
Don, lies. Leaks, and James Comey said, Lordy, he hopes there are tapes. Remember, Donald Trump threatened him with tapes of their conversations. This was explosive stuff. When have you heard anyone call a president a liar, in public testimony? I mean, twice James Comey said that he felt that the president was dishonest. That's why he started recording and taking memos of their conversations. He was upset and angry at the Trump administration, saying that all these shifting stories about why they fired him, he believes that it was about the Russian investigation, and saying that they defamed me, they smeared me, and more importantly, he said the FBI. He said they told lies, plain and simple. It was extraordinary stuff. The other thing that struck me was the leaks. I mean, James Comey admitted he leaked one of those conversations to the press through a friend of his because he wanted to get that information out to set the record straight in hopes that they would appoint a special prosecutor, a special counselor, which they have done, Robert Mueller, who will continue to look into the criminal side of this Russian investigation.
Yeah, so many highlights. I didn't know where to go, but I was surprised overall that the Republicans that were interrogating former Director Comey didn't really try and smear him personally. They seemed to just trying to challenge aspects of his testimony. It didn't seem particularly hostile. How did it come across to you?
No, that was extraordinary. I mean, basically, they're accepting what James Comey is saying as the truth. They believe him as a credible witness. I mean, he gave great detail, very emotional testimony. I think the only time that I can recall that Republicans went after him a few times, Marco Rubio and Dianne Feinstein, those two senators, they said, look, if you thought this was so inappropriate that the president asked you to back off the Mike Flynn Russian investigation, why didn't you say something? Why didn't you tell your superiors? Why didn't you do something? And he gave a very honest answer. He said, you know, I was so stunned by it all. And he's going through his mind. He just thought, what could I possibly do? So what he did is he shared it with some of his FBI colleagues. He put it in a box, he said, kind of saved it for another day and leaving it up to other people to decide whether or not this is obstruction of justice.
I couldn't believe it. I kept waiting for the Trump Twitter meltdown. So what did they do? Put him in a dark room with handcuffs and take away his phone? What were they doing with the president?
They kept him busy. He was very busy with meetings. It showed great discipline. He was giving a speech to some conservative Christians, and perhaps you can read in between the lines when he was talking about, we're out there, we're going to fight, we're under siege, that sort of thing. But no mention of the Comey testimony whatsoever, leaving it to his son, Don Jr., to talk about the testimony, and at one point saying that Comey's testimony was BS.
Official White House response was what? We are vindicated?
Well, we heard from the lawyer yesterday that they're vindicated. There was an attack ad out a couple of days ago attacking Comey's credibility. The White House press secretary, Sarah Sanders, was asked, is the president a liar? She said, of course not. I'm insulted that you would even suggest such a thing. And also Trump's personal lawyer was out saying, look, a couple of things. Comey vindicated Donald Trump, saying that he was not under an investigation. But also saying, look, maybe Comey did something wrong by leaking some of these conversations to the press.
All right. Stay tuned. The soap opera continues, Joy. We're going to swap you out and bring in our next guest. But as we mentioned, Donald Trump was fairly quiet today. No Twitter action that I saw as recently as an hour ago. But his lawyer was making some noise. Here's what he had to say.
In sum, it is now established that the president was not being investigated for colluding with or attempting to obstruct any investigation. As the committee pointed out today, these important facts for the country to know are virtually the only facts that have not been leaked during the course of these events.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned, we're going to have CNN anchor Jake Tapper coming up, but he will be more or less at the bottom of the show. But we do want to have some analysis of this historic clash off the top of the show. So let's bring in Laura Brown. She is interim director for the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University. Laura, was your faculty all huddled in front of TV sets watching the show this morning?
We were, in fact. It was quite a morning, all of us there watching a live stream, really surprised by some of what was said.
Okay, I want to ask you, did it live up to its hype as one of the most significant witness clashes since Watergate, do you think, or did it fall a little short of that?
Well, I do think it fell short of some of the expectations that were built up by countdown clocks and, you know, bars here in town offering drinks if the president tweets during former Director Comey's testimony. This was, I would argue, too much of a theatrical kind of media circus, and some of the seriousness of what is involved has gotten lost.
Yeah, well, to that point, did you hear any or enough evidence to suggest that we're heading towards an obstruction of justice issue?
Well, I think, former Director Comey was very clear that that was going to be left up to Robert Mueller, and that at the end of the day, he was just laying out what he had sort of been through and what his contacts were with the president and how they made him uncomfortable. And certainly whether or not there's other corroborating evidence about the president's actions, I think that's going to be very important.
I mean, did you hear, I'm just curious what you thought the most damaging part of this testimony was to Donald Trump's ability to recover and continue to function as a president. Was there anything that struck you and said, oops, this is going to put a big black mark on his presidency, even more than he's already got so far?
Well, I think the biggest thing that Comey said was that the president lied, and that he really took the president at his word with regard to his firing, that he was fired for Russia, that interview that the president did in the aftermath after the White House had talked about the fact that Comey's firing was related to the campaign. And then the president came out and said, no, I fired him because of Russia. Those types of comments about the president's sort of habit of contradicting himself and being shown to have lied are really going to, at the end of the day, undermine the president's reputation, I would imagine, even with those who believe him.
Yeah. I mean, Comey left that witness table, and I don't know what you thought. I didn't think he'd got a scratch on him, really, from Republican interrogations. Did you see any sort of stain on his credibility after that?
No, I think Comey was treated very deferentially by both sort of senators from both parties. I think most of the conversation was very respectful and high tone. It was obvious, though, that the Republicans were concerned and have been concerned in the aftermath of this testimony about Comey's admission that he had leaked his own memos to the press. And there are really some questions about whether or not the Republicans and the White House can kind of mount an offense against Comey for his leaking.
Wow. Well, it's still a story in progress. Laura, thank you very much. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
All right. Yesterday was the Minister of National Defense's moment. Today, we'll talk to Canada's top soldier about the mega bucks promised to the military. General Jonathan Vance is standing by. Please stay with us. It was a big picture, big bucks announcement that will boost spending on the Canadian military by $62 billion over the next two decades. We had the defense minister's take yesterday. Today, let's get the